And I will be talking about ERC-20 tokens. I guess every Ethereum developer has been through the ERC-20 code base, probably used OpenZeppelin code. I'm going to be talking about a very specific feature, which is the max approval thing. Many dApps have been using it, and it's way less secure than we may think. A bit about me, I'm building this project called Savior, an app and protocol for real-time payments. Imagine getting your salary every second. And I published a beta version of the project in early this summer. And of course, I looked at other dApps, and I saw that they have this max approval thing, so I said, let's do it, sounds cool. It's easy because you only have to ask your users once, and then that's it. So this is like how it looked. You had to approve the Savior contract once, and that was it. All things went fine for like 1 or 2 months. I had like 50 people depositing 100 DAI in total. So it was not like a big deal. I was like, it's fine. If there's a bug, it's fine, right? No. Because of this thing, there was a bug, and with a big one, because even if in the contract you only had 100 DAI, at risk I put by mistake more than 10,000 in total. Because there was a bug in the contract that allowed people to create streams, what I said, like real-time payments, using the ERC-20 allowance and pay themselves, basically. Using the money that was not in the contract, funny enough, the money in the contract was safe, but the money outside the contract was not safe. So that's why I like this thing, to call this thing missing the forest for the trees. So that tree is your smart contract, beautiful, secure, and whatnot, but the ERC-20 allowance is basically in the back, and you're not seeing it. So how can we solve this? At the UI level, we have to build better wallets. I know it's still like, kind of like early days, but this is bad UI. There's no way I can easily explain this to anyone. It's just a big number. It looks like some app wants to steal all your money from your wallet right now, even if it's just like an approval, right? So there's that. And in the back end, this is what we can do as developers. There are three solutions. The first one being that you can use a different token. It's not convenient because most tokens are ERC-20, and yeah, just we are stuck with this standards at the moment. But hopefully in the future we'll be using more standards like this. Then you can use a metal wrapper that Felipe Castanguay, I think, developed a way to deposit DAI and use it in a safe manner. I think they use this with the new standard developed by Engine called 1155. Pretty good, but still it requires user input, so that's quite troublesome. And the optimal solution is to sign two transactions. So you go to your dApp and you have like approve and then spend. And even if that is slightly better UX, you can sleep better because you know that in case there's something bad, all the like the forest is fine. The forest is safe, right? Kudos for Kickback for doing this. I think the UI is good enough. I didn't have like, any problem with like allowing and then spending. So that was it. Thank you for listening. Yep.